Happy Friday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our Macro Minute for Friday, March 13th, 2026. It's Friday the 13th. Normally, that's a weird weird signal, but today it's actually a fantastic signal because we got our March 2026 Macro Scouting Report coming out this afternoon for our global investor community. If you want to know everything you need to know about the growth, inflation, monetary policy, fiscal policy, liquidity, and positioning cycles, to stay on the right side of medium-term market risk, then that's the presentation for you. So let's hop into our executive summary today from today's Lead Off Morning Note. Today's key macro question is global liquidity breaking down? Our answer is yes. Whether this represents a transitory pullback or a trending breakdown depends on POTUS, his Department of War, and how much they care about the midterm and 2028 elections. Here are the most important things we learned today regarding the six key macro cycles that influence the momentum and dispersion within and across asset markets on a trend basis, starting with the growth cycle. The revised Q4 GDP data, January PCE, CapEx, durable goods, building permits, and housing starts data were mixed regarding our grid model projections for accelerating growth. The strong negative impulses in headline real personal consumption expenditures and real goods PCE and the weak negative impulse in real services PCE were unsupportive of our paradigm C theme. The strong positive impulse in nominal disposable personal income and weak positive impulse in real disposable personal income in January were supportive of our resilient U.S. economy and paradigm C themes. For those who may not be familiar, our paradigm C theme is the administration's attempt to run the economy hot. That's the grow phase of the cut, grow, print sequence that's required to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance in the treasury bond securities market. Getting back into the executive summary, moreover, the latest initial and continuing jobless claims currently signal a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy. The 42 macro business cycle model currently signals a low probability of a developing recession in the U.S. economy as well. Elsewhere, the negative revisions to the Q4 GDP, real PCE, real GDP ex government and exports, and real final sales to private and public domestic purchasers were supportive of our U-shaped economy thesis. Looking abroad, in the Eurozone, the January industrial production data were supportive of our outlook for moderating growth. In the UK, the January GDP and industrial production data were supportive of our outlook for moderating growth as well. Transitioning to the inflation cycle, the January PCE deflator data were unsupportive of our grid model projections for slowing inflation. The strong positive impulses in the headline PCE deflator and supercore PCE deflator and weak positive impulse in the core PCE deflator were supportive of our sticky inflation theme. The positive revision to the Q4 GDP deflator data was supportive of our sticky inflation theme as well. The weak negative impulse in the housing PCE deflator was supportive of our continued disinflation driven primarily by housing and labor thesis. For those who may be unfamiliar, theme is something we can observe. It's trending. We expect it to remain trending. Thesis is something that's developing. We can start to see it in the data. We have an inclination it might continue, but we need more confirmation to actually expect it to trend. So that's the difference between thesis and theme when you hear me say those words. The weak negative impulses in nominal employee compensation and nominal wage and salary disbursements in January were supportive of our continued disinflation driven primarily by housing and labor thesis as well. Recall that this 42 macro secular inflation model has accurately predicted an equilibrium core PCE rate in the high 2, low 3% range since January 2022, when consensus thought inflation was transitory. Looking abroad, in the UK, the Bank of England's February CPI survey data were supportive of our outlook for slowing inflation. Transition to the monetary policy cycle, in China, the February credit data were unsupportive of our outlook for accelerating growth and signaled that the PBOC continues to aggressively push on a string with respect to reflating the Chinese economy. The PBOC is pushing on a string because the Chinese economy remains mired in a balance sheet recession due to decades of capital misallocation and roughly 15 years of adverse selection as well. For those who may be unfamiliar, capital misallocation means you're lending to the wrong sectors and industries within the economy. Adverse selection means you're lending to the wrong corporate or household sector borrowers. With regards to, it may eventually mean you're lending to the wrong public sector borrowers in the next 5 to 7 years. We'll talk about that in the macro scouting report as well. Spoiler alert, we are of the view that the U.S. is headed for either a total war or a fiscal crisis within 5 to 7 years, and we'll show legions of data-driven research on why in terms of the long-term and shorter-term cycles that support that view. With regards to fiscal crisis, The well above trend 3 month SAR, 6 month SAR, and year over year growth rates in the January core capital goods and durable goods data were supportive of our paradigm C theme. The weak negative impulse in the January building permits data were unsupportive of our paradigm C theme. However, the weak positive impulse in the January housing starts data was. And then finally, with respect to the liquidity cycle, in terms of having actionable news today, or not news, I don't care about news at all. I care about signal, actionable signal. In terms of the liquidity cycle, the good news for investors is that the PBOC's failed attempts at reflation create excess liquidity for global financial markets, as evidenced by the 13% year-over-year growth rate for the 42 macro China liquidity proxy, which is the aggregated sum of the PBOC's balance sheet, China's broad money supply, and China's fiat FX reserves. China's and the U.S. are the only major liquidity supplying economies expanding liquidity on a three-month SAR basis, China at 4%, U.S. at 2%. Liquidity in the Eurozone, Japan, Switzerland, and UK is down 17%, 8%, 9%, and 13% respectively on a three-month SAR basis. This is why global liquidity is down 4% on a three-month SAR basis as well. Recall that the US dollar, currency volatility, bond market volatility, and energy are all countercyclical leading indicators of global liquidity per the 42 macro global liquidity proxy. And each is bullish from the perspective of our volatility-adjusted momentum signal. This implies that the longer the U.S.-Israel-Iran war persists, the greater the reduction in liquidity and decline in asset markets investors will experience. Nothing actionable with respect to the positioning cycle. Anytime you see these executive summaries, that just means there's nothing actionable with respect to our Bayesian priors for that particular cycle. Continue reviewing to learn whether our institutional-grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, are evolving their signals in response to these or anticipated fundamental dynamics. Transition to our 42 macro dashboard. As always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community. This one is just a comment in response to a post that my response to another investor's post in our in global investor community featuring thousands of investors in 80 plus countries around the world, which we're super humbled by and really grateful for. So let me just shut up and read it. It says, Mr. Derry Steele, this is my first post as I approach my 1 year anniversary with 42 Macro. I wanted to express my deepest gratitude to you and your talented team for your tireless efforts to help us DIY investors stay on the right side of market risk, especially during this volatile and chaotic fourth turning. I am a first generation immigrant who grew up on the bottom half of the K and is now retired. I use KISS to manage 100% of my and my family's hard-earned investments, and I trust KISS and Dr. Mo to help me stay retired for a long time and comfortably. I cannot emphasize enough the positive impact of KISS on my mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. Thank you and God bless you and your family. If there's anything that encapsulates why I quit my cushy Wall Street job making lots of money to go make no money and build a startup, it's this. It was heavy on my heart that I spent 12 to 16 hours a day grinding and grinding and grinding away on Wall Street, flying around the world. I mean, God knows I've probably done 7,000 institutional client meetings over the course of my career to this point, flying around global Wall Street, helping basically rich people get richer. And I'm totally fine with that. I have a lot of great relationships with a lot of great buy-siders across the global buy-side and really truly grateful for the opportunity to collaborate and support them in their investment efforts. But as someone from the bottom, the very, 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 very bottom, the homeless shelter, sleeping in vans, living in motels, bottom of that K that I share with my friend here, it didn't sit well with me. And so I wanted to create something that would have a lasting impact on a lot of people's lives. I mean, that's why our company's named 42 Macro. I came across that Jackie Robinson quote that a life is not important except for the impact that it has on other people's lives. About six, seven years ago, and it changed my life. It made me realize that I wasn't really having much of an impact on anybody's life but myself. Yeah, I was rich. I was traveling and partying in Montauk and partying in Miami and partying and on the West Coast, partying in Europe, partying all over the world, having a great time, partying in Hong Kong. I had such a great life in my 20s and early 30s. But when I look back on it, I realized I wasn't actually doing anything for anyone but me, and obviously helping my family back home. This company, 42 Macro, is now creating those outcomes, those fantastic outcomes, positive mental health, positive physical health, positive spiritual health, staying retired for a long time and comfortably, because it's not just enough to get to the finish line. You want to actually enjoy the final years of your life with your family and friends. So it's wonderful to know that we're creating these kinds of outcomes for thousands of investors around the world, as evidenced by our testimonials page, as evidenced by the performance they continue to achieve on both an absolute and risk-adjusted basis, which is, you know, world-beating in many cases. I get the hedge fund returns, no offense to my friends in the hedge fund industry. I know what KISS is doing relative to that. So in conclusion, I do want to end with this, which is they concluded their comment, which is to the 96% of the community, thank you for your thoughtful and entertaining posts. To the other 4%, I wish I had a mute button on days like this. Please read the FAQ and free resources. I also want to wish you the best. Please enjoy your limited and precious time with family and friends. And the reason they broke it up, 96 and 4%, we have very consistently, and this has been going on for years, roughly about a 3.5 to 4% attrition rate. I don't know why it's so sticky at that level, but that's just what it is. It has been that way for years. And for those who may be unfamiliar, 3.5 to 4% attrition is about a third of what Apple has with one of these, an iPhone. So we've created a product that has about a third of the attrition that is the most popular product in the human history. So for whatever reason, 3.5 to 4% of people don't want to have on time and comfortable retirements. They don't want their stress levels to go down, which improves their physical and mental health and their spiritual health. Totally fine with me, but to the other 96 to 96.5% of you, thank you. I'm so grateful for each of you. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to support you, your family, your community through our research and risk management signals. And I will catch you back here next week. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.